Wolf moved quickly back in the direction where he'd seen April. Two thoughts worried him now. First, he needed to find her, and second, how in hell were they going to get her off the base? He didn't have to wait long for an answer to the first question. There was no mistaking the sound of his pride and joy. He'd know that engine anywhere, and the keys were in his pocket. "Why, you little hoodlum." Wolf cut diagonally across the lot. His beloved car was backing out without him. He slammed against the passenger side, his body halfway through the open window. "Hey, stop!" She shifted the car into first, adapting to the right-hand drive, left-hand stick routine like a seasoned pro. Wolf saw the ignition wires dangling. "What have you done to my ignition?" Though he admired her skill, he was upset, and this was no time to be impressed. "Are you crazy?"
"Your ignition? Of course, I should have known. This piece of crap could only belong to you."
She slowed only marginally, leaned over, and cranked the window up as hard as she could. It was just enough to pin him.
Hey, don't do that!"
The defender was moving faster. April smiled, her eyebrows raised, curious about his next move. She kept the car moving just enough to keep him occupied.
"Are you trying to kill me?"
Wolf had one arm in and one out. Running sideways was nearly impossible. He could barely keep up. April checked for anyone observing them and then whipped off the road into the forest. Now the bumps and thuds made it almost impossible for Wolf to speak. The window was cutting him in two.
"I'm not trying to take you back,"
he barely managed as they passed a large green and white sign that warned of landmines.
"What? What's that? I can't hear you. I'm not only crazy, I'm deaf."
"I'm sorry."
Wolf was in real pain now. Finally, he stopped trying to get into the car. He barely managed to unwedge his body out of the window and get out. He hobbled alongside her, pointing feebly back at the big sign. She increased her speed.
"Minefield!" he choked after her, not sure she had heard him. "Explosions! Boom!"
Suddenly, the Land Rover came to a stop. Wolf inspected the ground ahead and tiptoed over the distance to the car, expecting any moment to be his last. He made it to the half-open window. April rolled it down.
"Did you say mines?"
"I believe I did," he got in.
She smiled a bit sheepishly.
"So, this is your car. Lovely thing. Reminds me of a trip I took once in Botswana."
"Could you just hush for a second?"
It made sense that the mines had been placed far from the hospital proper, so Wolf and April backtracked carefully and pulled off into a dense section of trees for cover.
"How are you feeling?" he asked. "Physically, I mean."
"Fine," she insisted.
April looked a little weary, but she didn't look like a woman facing imminent death.
"Okay, it's not like I was going to break you out, but..."
"But?"
"But when you made a dash..."
Wolf bobbed his head from side to side.
"We need to find the data."
"Right."
"Then you can turn me in and be the big hero."
He didn't like her tone one bit.
"Okay, that's it. I'm taking you back."
"Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to be grateful. Submissive."
She continued in her best Southern Belle voice.
"Oh, Mr. Secret Agent Man, I am so helpless, completely at your mercy. Can I mix you a protein shake or something?"
"You are the most exasperating woman on this entire fucking planet."
Wolf looked at April, ready for a hard comeback. Instead, she almost laughed.
"I swear, April, I am not your enemy."
Far away, the sound of barking dogs startled them. Their eyes met.
"Any ideas?"
April asked. Wolf got out and opened the rear door, motioning for April to follow. He pulled out a long bag he used to carry his sectional vaulting pole. His intentions dawned suddenly on April.
"Oh, no, I'm not getting into your jock bag."
"For my pole."
"Jock bag, gym bag, whatever. I'm not jumping into your smelly bag."
He unzipped the bag and slid the four sections of his custom-made vaulting pole out onto the floorboard. April glared at him, but finally caved. Wolf zipped her in awkwardly and threw her, none too gently, into the rear hatch.
"Ouch! You did that on purpose,"
she said, her voice muffled.
"Sorry," Wolf smiled broadly.
"Asshole."
He slammed the hatch door and drove toward the dogs. As he drew closer, he pulled out his ID and held it out the window. The animals barked excitedly.
"Ian Wolf, I was just checking this area."
"You can't drive in here. Didn't you see the signs? This is the border of the firing range."